status of lipid peroxidation, glutathione, ascorbic acid, vitamin E and antioxidant enzymes in schizophrenic patients. Introduction. If a homeostasis between rate of formation of free radicals and the rate of their neutralization of free radicals is not maintained, an oxidative damage known as oxidative stress occurs. There is abundant evidence that free radicals are involved in membrane pathophysiology in the central nervous system and may play a role in neuropsychiatric disorders, including schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a hereditary major mental disorder of the brain, resulting from abnormalities that arise in early life and disrupt normal development of the brain. The chemical nature of schizophrenic brain is still not completely understood. The brain and nervous system are particularly prone to the free radical damage since the membrane lipids are very rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids and areas of human brain are very rich in iron, which plays an essential role in generating free radical. The radical-induced damage may be important in schizophrenia as there is increased evidence that oxidative injury contributes to the pathophysiology of schizophrenia. Free radicals, primarily the reactive oxygen species, superoxide and hydroxyl radicals, which are highly reactive, having an unpaired electron in an atomic or molecular orbit, are generated under physiological conditions during aerobic metabolism. As free radicals are potentially toxic, they are usually inactivated or scavenged by antioxidants before they can inflict damage to lipids, proteins or nucleic acids. Alteration in the oxidant-antioxidant profile is known to occur in schizophrenia. Moreover, the body's defense mechanism would play an important role in the form of antioxidants and try to minimize the damage, adapting itself to the above stressful situation. Antioxidants are compounds that disperse, scavenge, and suppress the formation of free radicals or oppose their actions. And two main categories of antioxidants are those whose role is to prevent the generation of free radicals and those that intercept any free radicals that are generated. They exist in both the aqueous and the membrane compartment of cells and can be enzymes or non-enzymes. The human body has a complex antioxidant defense system that includes the antioxidant enzyme superoxide dismutase, that is SOD, and glutathione peroxidase, GPX, and catalase. These block the initiation of free radical chain reactions. The non-enzymatic antioxidant component consists of molecules such as glutathione, that is GSH, vitamin E, ascorbic acid, and beta-carotene that react with activated oxygen species and thereby prevent the propagation of free radical chain reactions. In the present study, the following parameters were assessed in the erythrocytes and plasma to elucidate the oxidant-antioxidant status in schizophrenic patients. Erythrocyte melonaldehyde, that is MDA, levels were measured as thiobarbituric acid reacting substances, that is TBARS, which serve as an index of extent of lipid peroxidation. Erythrocyte GSH, ascorbic acid and plasma vitamin E serve as non-enzymatic antioxidant parameters. The antioxidant enzymes SOD, catalase and GPX in erythrocytes were estimated. The present study is an attempt to examine oxidative stress and status of the protective antioxidants under conditions of stress due to schizophrenia. Methods. The study was conducted in the Department of Biochemistry, Dr. Pinnamaneni Siddhartha Institute of Medical Sciences and Research Foundation, Chinnathpally, Gannavaram Mandal, AP, India. The study included 48 patients without any organic illness of either sex, that is 30 males and 18 non-pregnant, non-lactating females in the age group ranging from 22 to 65 years, newly diagnosed with schizophrenia. At OPD of Psychiatry, Dr. PSIMS and RF General Hospital, Chinnathpally. The results were compared with those of 48 age and sex-matched normal subjects who comprised the control group. Diagnosis of schizophrenia was made by Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, that is DSM-4, classification. Subjects who had no other psychiatric disorders and subjects with normal nutritional habits without supplementing any vitamin during the previous 6 months were included. The complete clinical and personal history of the subjects were recorded. Subjects with history of electroconvulsive therapy, that is ECT, in the last 1 year, substance dependence for last 1 month, and history or present symptoms of any other stress-induced disorder were excluded. Informed consent was taken from patients before drawing blood. All the blood samples were collected before starting the treatment of schizophrenia. Due permission was obtained from the Ethical Committee of the Dr. PSIMS and RF General Hospital, Chinnathpally, before the start. The controls and patients were divided into two groups. Group 1, 48 healthy age and sex match subjects as controls, and Group 2, 48 schizophrenic patients. The heparinized venous blood samples obtained from these subjects were used for the analysis. Plasma was separated by centrifugation at 1000 grams for 15 minutes. Separated plasma was used for the estimation of vitamin E. The buffy coat was removed and the packed cells were washed 3 times with physiological saline. The erythrocyte suspension was prepared by the method of Torch et al. Modified by Quist. The packed cells were used for the analysis of GSH, ascorbic acid, MDA, SOD, catalyze, and GPX. Erythrocyte GSH was estimated by the method of Butler et al. Using dithiobisnitrobenzoic acid, that is DTNB. Ascorbic acid levels were estimated in plasma by the method of Tietz. Plasma vitamin E levels were estimated by the method of Baker et al. Erythrocyte MDA was determined as a measure of TBARS. SOD activity was determined in the hemolysate according to the method described by Markland and Markland, with some modifications as described by Chatterjee. Catalase activity was measured in the hemolysate by the method of Sina, and the activity of GPX was measured as described by Paglia and Valentine in erythrocytes. All reagents used were of analytical reagent grade. DTNB and thiobarbituric acid were obtained from Sigma Chemicals at St. Louis, MOUSA. Statistical analysis between group 1, that is the control group, and group 2, that's the patients, was performed by the student t-testing using StatView packet. The data was expressed as mean plus or minus SD, and p with a value of less than 0.05 was considered as significant. Results. The mean plus or minus SD of erythrocyte GSH, ascorbic acid, MDA, SOD, catalase, GPX, and plasma vitamin E was indicated in table / figure 1. There was a statistically significant increase in the erythrocyte MDA levels in schizophrenic patients compared to the control group. The activities of erythrocyte antioxidant enzyme SOD and GPX were significantly increased in group 2 compared to group 1. The levels of erythrocyte GSH, ascorbic acid, plasma vitamin E, and catalase activity were significantly decreased in patients with schizophrenia compared to the controls. The discussion. The results indicate that there is increase in free radical generation and antioxidant defenses impaired in schizophrenic patients. Impaired antioxidant defense and increased lipid peroxidation have been reported in chronic schizophrenic patients. The free radicals play an important role in the genesis of structural and functional changes of neuronal membrane that could be responsible for the beginning of the basic disease. The brain and nervous system possess high potentials for the initiation of free radical reactions, which relative to the other tissue can cause more damage in the brain and nervous system due to insufficient antioxidant protection and existing intensive aerobic metabolism accompanied with oxygen free radical production. Of the different brain regions, the basal ganglia may be particularly at risk of radical-induced damage because they contain large amounts of iron, which can be associated with increased free radical production through the Fenton reaction. There are several ways by which excess free radicals may be generated in the brain. The metabolism of catecholamines such as norepinephrine and dopamine is probably associated with free radical formation, and conditions associated with increased catecholamine metabolism may increase the free radical production. Antipsychotic drugs can also cause an increase in the metabolic turnover of catecholamines. In the present study, the lipid peroxidation product, that is MDA levels, have been increased significantly in erythrocytes of the schizophrenic patients than in the control group. This may show the presence of increased oxidative stress. Rise in MDA could be due to increased generation of reactive oxygen species due to the excessive oxidative damage generated in these patients. These oxygen species in turn can oxidize many other important biomolecules, including membrane lipids. The lipid peroxides and free radicals may be important in pathogenesis of schizophrenia. The raised MDA levels reflects the oxidative injury due to schizophrenia, which is attributed to free radical formation that abstracts hydrogen atoms from lipoproteins, causing lipid peroxidation, of which MDA is the main product. The membrane phospholipids, specifically polyunsaturated fatty acids, are converted to MDA by peroxidation, which can be analyzed by reactivity to thiobarbituric acid. Increased levels of thiobarbituric acid reaction products have been found in the cerebrospinal fluid of neuroleptic-treated patients and also in plasma of schizophrenic patients with or without tardive dyskinesia. We observed a significant decrease in the levels of erythrocyte-reduced GSH, ascorbic acid and plasma vitamin E, that is non-enzymatic antioxidant defense system, in schizophrenic patients when compared to controls. GSH, vitamin E and ascorbic acid are important chain-breaking antioxidants responsible for scavenging the free radicals and suppression of peroxidation in aqueous and lipid region of the cell. The decrease in the levels of these non-enzymatic antioxidant parameters may be due to the increased turnover for preventing oxidative damage in these patients, suggesting an increased defense against oxidant damage in schizophrenic patients. Similar reports of decreased GSH, ascorbic acid, and vitamin E levels in schizophrenic patients were reported by various studies. In our study, the erythrocyte antioxidant enzyme, that is SOD, and GPX activities have been increased significantly in patients with schizophrenia compared to controls. The increased activity of SOD may be indicative of increased superoxide generation by whichever mechanism, like increased catecholamine metabolism. SOD is the important antioxidant enzyme having an antitoxic effect against superoxide anion. The overexpression of SOD might be an adaptive response and it results in increased dismutation of superoxide to hydrogen peroxide. In schizophrenia, increased erythrocyte SOD activities have been found in most of the studies, but on the other hand, low erythrocyte SOD activities have also been reported in first episode of drug naive patients. This discrepancy may be due to the different duration of the disease in different studies. GPX, an oxidative stress-inducible enzyme, plays a significant role in the peroxisomal scavenging mechanism and in maintaining functional integration of the cell membranes. The rise in the activity of GPX could be due to its induction to counter the effect of increased oxidative stress. GPX provides an effective protective mechanism against cytosolic injury. This is because it eliminates H2O2 and lipid peroxides by reduction, utilizing GSH. The free radicals produced during metabolism of catecholamines may result in neurotransmission abnormalities.